This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, forget it if you're trying to fly in and out of Florida. They've shut things down ahead of Irma. Floridians are beginning that mass exodus ahead of the hurricane. And I'll tell you what, boy, 911 soon will not answer is what they're saying. So there's lots happening as far as this hurricane is concerned. And that is on everybody's mind. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to dive into that certainly throughout this show, and we're going to dive into all things that are Washington, meaning the politics and the war over DACA and the war over some other things that have been brewing for a long time in D.C., including the Russia investigation. Let's go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I was just talking about, first of all, the hurricane and how it's just like a clearing, a mass exodus out of Florida. What are they saying about FEMA? Because there's big concerns about money coming out of FEMA after whatever happens here.
Well, you know, it is set to run out of funding either by tomorrow or by Tuesday. That's sort of the best educated guess that people can make right now. But in the Senate, we did see a vote moving forward today. This was one that, you know, caused a lot of people to scratch their heads when it was initially announced, since it basically took away leverage that Republicans would have coming up when it came to raising the debt ceiling, and this included a good portion of FEMA funds to help prepare for Irma, to help the recovery for Harvey. And tomorrow we are expecting to see a vote in the House. You know, this could still, you know, not move forward. There's obviously a lot of political will aimed at helping Harvey. But with this, we are expecting to see Republicans, at least a good number of them, supporting it. Democrats are likely to support it in full, since this was a deal that was struck by Schumer and Pelosi. So hopefully, you know, it's never a guarantee when it comes to this, you know, sort of dysfunctional Congress that we currently have. But hopefully FEMA will be funded after tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, no kidding, because we have no idea. And really, Irma's not slated to hit until Sunday, so we have this waiting game going on throughout the weekend, too, by the way, for everybody who's wondering that. The North Korea showdown, Trump ordering now that the military go ahead and shoot down North Korean missiles. So that is the objective now? If there is a missile that goes up, boom, hit it from wherever?
Yeah, and this has been something that has been discussed for a while, the fact that there are technological tools at the U.S. disposal aimed at trying to counter any missile strikes from North Korea. You know, previously there was some speculation when there were some failed missile strikes in the country that the U.S. may have had a role in potentially sabotaging it or perhaps even blasting it down. That's something that hasn't really been fully confirmed or acknowledged by the U.S. government, but this is just another instance in which they are putting them on notice. You know, in addition to that, we also had Trump discussing this during a joint presser today with the emir from Kuwait, essentially reiterating that the military option continues to be on the table, saying that there is new equipment being deployed every day, and that it would be, in his words, a sad day for North Korea if any of that equipment was ever used against them in response to a potential strike.
Wow. Interesting times. And then, so we'll see if Kim Jong-un decides to challenge that. And as we wait for that to possibly happen or not happen, how about this investigation into the Russian ties? What's the latest there? Isn't there something about the ex-FBI director who's leading the investigation wanting to talk to the White House staff? Is that true?
You know, that is something that has been reported. I don't have a full, you know, set of facts on that right now. But the big kind of takeaway on my end, at least from what we've been covering, is that we had Donald Trump Jr. appearing today on the Hill, essentially, I guess, snuck into the Capitol without any reporters being able to get a clear, you know, sight of him. going in, sitting down with the Senate Judiciary Committee, and essentially putting out his statement to them, saying that he was trying to meet with Clinton with the Russian lawyer with the intention of getting information on Clinton's character, on her fitness for office, sort of an allusion to the trope that the Trump campaign tried to play up, that she wasn't healthy. And then we had him apparently saying that he, you know, had nothing really new to add to the meeting, couldn't remember the full details of it, was unaware that his father had helped craft his statement. And in response to that, there were, quite a few incredulous Democrats, including Senator Chris Coons, who released a statement reminding the American public that it is illegal to, mislead a congressional committee in this sense for the Senate Judiciary Committee. So not a lot of people convinced. Afterwards, he released a statement saying essentially that he believes that he has answered all of their inquiries and that he can't imagine there being, any further questions. But nevertheless, there is still an effort from quite a few Senate Democrats to subpoena him, or at least compel him in some way or another to appear on the Hill for an open public hearing.
And then finally, what about DACA? Where are we with that, with the Dreamers?
Today we had Trump putting out a tweet, apparently at the behest of Nancy Pelosi, urging Dreamers not to worry about the DACA recension, saying that nothing is going to happen for 6 months, that nothing is going to change, that they are not targeting them. But that, nevertheless, does not change the fact that this is winding down, that individuals who have not yet applied can no longer apply to be DACA recipients or join that program, and that there is no guarantee that this is actually going to be moving forward through Congress, since we still don't exactly know what the White House is going to be supporting, what they're going to be requesting, and what will ultimately be politically feasible in this environment, particularly as close to the midterm elections as we are, that would garner support in both houses' chambers.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Crazy stuff. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Have a good.
So as we move along, you heard Justin mention there a couple of different quick things that we talked about. One, FEMA and the funding, very scary. But the FEMA director is talking about the path being uncertain for Irma, and we know that it's going to be devastating if it hits the U.S., and it's expected to hit the U.S. But what does that mean? They're talking about other states that could be hit as well, not just Florida, but Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, too. The majority of the people along the coast could experience a hurricane that they've never experienced before, and so it's about waiting to see Cat 4 or 5, what is it going to be? And they've got these recovery command posts set up and all this other stuff, but really, honestly, it's just the waiting game that everybody's playing at this point, because there's no real way to know when and where. Just watching the path is all that's happening. But what's really scary is seeing in Florida, and they should be taking it seriously, how many people are just getting just out. They're gone. You know, I mean, the conditions in Turks and Caicos, massive deterioration. An island I spent some time on and did a show from, if you remember, years and years ago. Small island, but the massive hurricane moved onto the islands and just went right across the top of them. So now the eye of the storm could be to the west. It looks like it might be shifting, even if it's just 20 miles. That puts Miami in the worst possible position. More on that coming up on ATN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
All right, we're picking it up where we left off. Irma, that is, moving closer in these models, but they drive us crazy with these models, don't they? And I get it, because listen, this is the job. This is the gig. Tell people what's out there. Make them make a decision for themselves. But there are definitely areas where it's just not safe to stay, and certainly Key West would be one of them. That's why people were told to evacuate and would be just completely stupid to not evacuate, in my opinion, because it's too risky. One road in, forget it. I mean, you'd be flattened like a pancake unless you had some secret hatch somewhere where you could be underground, and I don't know where that would be. So these spaghetti plot models, looking at the spaghetti plots, the National Hurricane Center doesn't use, they show a range of tracks and they offer these other paths and scenarios that could happen. And most of them are kind of clustered tightly. The European and the American models show a tight cluster of lines the first few days traveling over the Caribbean, but then in Florida it kind of diverges wildly across the state of Florida. You know, at one point somebody said when you looked at it, if you look at the hurricane, it practically covers the state. It's so ridiculously big. So you've got these evacuations happening. They're talking about record-breaking evacuations. And that certainly makes sense to me. Again, no matter what model you're looking at, there's just areas that I don't see how they avoid the kind of damage that we've seen in the Caribbean. Because the bottom line is this. If it's a Cat 5, if it's a Cat 4, it's still going to be incredibly destructive. I mean, it's going to be incredibly destructive, and you can't play dodgeball with that. I mean, you can't, right? So people in parts of 3 Florida counties have mandatory evac orders. And in Monroe County, that's the Florida Keys they evacuated 31,000 people as of 6 p.m. on Wednesday. In Miami-Dade, the Miami mayor, Carlos Jimenez, ordered more than 100,000 people to evacuate their homes on barrier islands like Miami Beach and anything low-lying, certainly. Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, the largest city, issued a mandatory evac for areas east of U.S. 1 and an area with as many as 500,000 residents. Nearly 6 million people live in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, and then upward toward the Atlantic coast. So, you know, it's, again, it can vary, it can move. There's a lot of things that can happen here. There's just no specific way to know. I mean, that's the bottom line. And anybody by water, the key thing is if you're by water, is to get up to higher ground, because there, my friends, you know, if it's wind or rain or flood, we saw what happened in Houston. I say, why take a chance? But you got massive gridlock. So now anybody who is jumping into the challenge of where to go, it becomes a little bit tricky. My good pal, Donna St. Louis, who's been a guest on this show many, many times, had a job in San Antonio and flew to Dallas to stay with us. So she's not taking the chance of going back to Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, with all the flight cancellations, it would be nightmarish anyway. I have another friend who is in the speaking business, and she and her husband live in St. Petersburg, Florida, and they live just completely surrounded by water. They, too, left, and the place that they could go was, by the time they got on the road, started driving Montgomery, Alabama. So they're in Alabama, and that's the big challenge that's happening, is where do you go? You know, people offered to put other people up, but then they're on coastal islands as well. And just even trying to get out. I mean, Florida Governor Rick Scott said his office is working with fuel suppliers to make sure gas stations along the Florida Turnpike, I-95 and I-75, which are, of course, the main highways getting out of South Florida, are kept open and are stocked to help thousands of cars, because they know people are running out of fuel faster because they're stuck in gridlock. And the way people are describing it is that the turnpike is crawling. You have cars averaging 20 miles an hour, congested pockets. The volume is incredible. There was a state trooper I saw on one of the shows today I was watching who said he's never seen anything like it in 23 years. It's just that bad. And they talk about the potential, and that's why you're playing eeny, meeny, miny, moe, of it affecting every single major city, every major city in Florida. I mean, that is the possibility, where you can cherry pick it and pick on Miami and say, well, look, this thing is headed right toward Miami. But the reality of it is it really could scatter across not just Miami and the places I mentioned. There certainly are the other sides of the state, and even in the middle of the state, where it could come right up the center of it. And it's just wild. It's wild to watch this. And somebody started to talk about, was it climate change? It's like, are you kidding? Having this discussion now, you have to be kidding. You see what's happening in the Caribbean? People's cars are floating. The destruction is unreal. They knew it. They knew it was going to be unreal, and it lived up to its its billing. It was just that, it was just that bad. And air travel, you're not going to be able to get those planes in and out. By the time you start to come back to Florida, really you would be talking about getting in there maybe Monday. But the impending landfall is forcing airlines to just shut operations just to get out of the way. So when you talk about trashed airports and you see the buildings and the roads in the Caribbean, the Saint Martin, and you see some of the major destructions, it's unbelievable. So now, by Saturday, Miami, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, that's the 12th, 13th, and 21st largest airports in this country, they're going to be dormant because of this extreme weather. And if you looked at all three of those airports, they handled more than 100. They handled more than 115 million passengers in 2016. So they had extra flights from Miami on Thursday, including 12 to Dallas, 1 to Philadelphia, 3 to New York. Enough room for, excuse me, more passengers. But they've had to cancel them as well. They've had to cancel more than 2,400 flights stretching through September 11th because of, again, the unknowns of when this thing hits. I mean, once the hurricane hits and starts moving, then it's a whole different thing. But the destruction it will bring is, again, we don't know. Commercial flights stop landing at Key West 8 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock on Friday night. Orlando, 5 p.m. on Saturday. Fort Lauderdale, 7:45. In Orlando, 50-knot winds will shut the airport's outdoor tram, and that's the tram that shuttles passengers between the terminals. In South Carolina, they're talking about stopping on Saturday morning. So there's a lot of variables out there at work and just too many unknowns that I can talk about again and again and have and tell you the conversations that I've had, and I can tell you how it's affected my family. And my family is staying, but they don't live in Miami. They don't live on the West Coast at all. But they certainly know, and I talked to someone today, talked to my good pal, Mary Lou Davidson in Sarasota, and she said, boy, try finding water in Sarasota. And I know a lot of you are listening to us in Sarasota, and I completely feel your frustration and pain and really the anxiety of trying to wrestle with what am I doing, where are we going, is this going to come all the way over and hit us or not. And I think for some that were also getting out of the way, like at the Keys, the reality of, you know what, my house is going to be gone next week. It's going to be gone by the beginning of next week, because if you're talking about, as I said before, a Cat 5 hurricane hitting Key Largo, there's no way. What kind of houses are going to be standing? And certainly many of them are stronger and have a different code than we saw when Andrew hit. But still, the madness of 180-mile-an-hour winds, yeah, it could be a little rough. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to dive into some odds and ends here on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Some odds and ends we're going to throw at you. So we've talked about, of course, Irma and what's going on with Irma. Record-breaking evacuations, what's going to happen with planes, flights in and out of different airports in Florida. Obviously, we don't know. We're just seeing the shots. It looks scary, and we're worried about people there and concerned about it all the way around for our friends in Florida and family. And it is very frightening to look at these images. Of course it is. But there's no control we have over it, and for those really in the path, they need to be out. The nightmare predictions, if they do become real, when we're talking a 10-foot storm surge in Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale and in Miami and Naples, you know, don't fight the power of the wave. Don't fight the storm surge. If you live in those kind of areas, you need to hightail it. And if it doesn't hit you, and you come back, well, what's the worst that happens? You know, I like that wrestling that people do with, gosh, it's so close, but I'm not so sure. What do you think? Now, I think you make your own decision. If you're going to hunker down and take the risk, then you do it. But if honestly, you're looking at the possibilities, you don't take that risk. I think in some of the places that I've been, Bonita Bay, the Florida Keys, Jupiter Inlet, Sebastian Inlet, and the west coast of Florida, north of Bonita Beach to Venice. I've been all over there, and I wouldn't take the chance. Why take the chance? Just go someplace else, be safe, and then come back, you know? You know, even Mar-a-Lago was evacuated, which, of course, is the palace of the presidents, because they know that, it's squarely surrounded by water. About 125,000 Palm Beach people, residents are told to leave starting Friday at 10 a.m. So Florida, under that state of emergency, the evac orders in those places that I have mentioned, certainly, it makes sense. Again, look at the map, look at the water, look at the possibilities of what we're seeing there. And in the meantime, let's zig and zag in a couple of other directions. I know some of you were waiting for Nail the Score. We had some technical problems yesterday, so we did not do Nail the Score. We will do it next week. New England Patriots back in the spotlight, but not for winning. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the New England Patriots 42-27. I'll say this quickly. Julian Edelman, who was a favorite target for Tom Brady's wide receiver, who went out in the preseason with a season-ending injury, was missed in this game. And the Pats, who had that comfortable kind of glide, I guess, once they jumped out of the Super Bowl and had that incredible comeback, looked a lot shakier. You had even Danny Amendola, who is a wide receiver, leaves with a head injury. They had some other injuries, Dante Hightower. So that's worrisome for the Patriots, but great for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're a Chiefs fan, they played well. They deserved it. Alex Smith was great. Hit 8 different receivers. It was their night. And Kareem Hunt, 3 touchdowns, including one 78 yards out. So good for him. So how about that? Bet you weren't expecting that kind of finish. In tennis, I happened to watch Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens duke it out, and what a match that turned out to be. Sloane Stephens wins it 6-1, 6-0, 5-7. Or 7-5, rather. The key thing here, so she lost the second set, love 6. But she really, really returned, and returned hard. Came back from an injury, played against someone like Venus, who was really hitting the ball, incredibly hard. And it was an incredible run for Venus Williams. But Sloane Stephens battled it all the way down the stretch and had some of the most incredible shot making I think I have ever seen, period. And I've been to many Opens, and I've talked about tennis before. So good for Sloane Stephens. 2 points from defeat against Venus Williams in the U.S. Open semifinal before pulling out the win. So now Madison Keys beats Coco Vandeweghe, and Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys, 2 Americans, are set for the first All-American Women's Final at Flushing Meadows since 2002. The grit of the girls. So good for them. Again, the fact that Stevens was serving for the biggest win of her career and her impressive comeback from surgery on her left foot in late January, wow, absolutely, absolutely amazing. So there you go, a little sports short for you, both on the U.S. Open and, of course, on the NFL, too, kicking off for the first time this year with a full slate of football games coming down the pike on Sunday and into Monday, of course, as well. As we continue to, I think, give you what is the buzz in the backyard, there's little snippets of it there. When we're seeing what's going on with Irma, and then we hear about some of the other North Korea threats and whatnot, I happen to see this cyber breach. This is a word now that's very familiar to all of us, right? So cyber breach at Equifax, they say, could affect 143 million U.S. consumers. That's crazy. 143 people affected by this cyber attack. We have criminals, criminal hackers. I mean, that's a national credit reporting company. That is dangerous. And the hackers gained access to credit card numbers for about 209,000 customers. And certain disputed documents with personal identifying information for at least 182,000. I mean, needless to say, it's just a massacre. Nobody wants that information out there. And what do they do with that information? What do they do when you talk about Social Security numbers, birth dates, addresses, all of that kind of stuff? That's frightening. And how many targets have gone down so far this year? In the last couple of years, the IRS, private companies, Target, Yahoo said that they had information that about 500 million of the internet giant accounts stolen in 2014. So Equifax is going to send direct mail notices to consumers whose credit card numbers or disputed documents were affected by the cyber breach. And they're also, of course, contacting state and federal regulators to see what they can do. See if they can go after anyone or whatnot, or how far can they go with it. But the answer is a lot of these hackers are elusive. I mean, very, very elusive. Not easy. Not easy at all to catch them. But maybe pinpointing and maybe offering incentives, I don't know. Maybe that helps. But you know, that's a maybe. That's a maybe. Let's put it that way. Here's the other thing. I got somebody who sent me something interesting that, you know, when you talk about tourism and you talk about this weather, how do you get people to go back somewhere? And if you remember, we took the show to Mississippi, specifically Biloxi, and we had all kinds of people come on and tell us how great Mississippi was and showed us around Biloxi and really interesting areas. And they were trying to rebuild tourism, and they were trying to get radio people to cover it and have more and more radio peeps, you know, talk about how great Biloxi was and what it really offered, and trying to get more people to come back. Because it's very tough when people look at images of shattered buildings that look like matchsticks and to think, oh, well, it's going to be okay to go back there. That's, you know, that's going to be rebuilt. That's not a problem. But the reality is it scares people off, and then tourism takes a big hit. And so many of those areas in Florida rely on tourist dollars because people go there to vacation. They spend money. That's a big chunk of their customers. That's the other part of it. The tourism industry brought in 112.4 million out-of-state and international visitors to the state last year. Let's see what the path is of Irma. See you in a few.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Everybody. Godspeed for everybody in Irma's path. I know a lot of you are listening to this show, and I'm trying to get back to everyone I can and offer any suggestions. You can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact. I have friends and family all over the state of Florida. Most of them have left, although my own family is staying in Orlando and not leaving the state. And now, of course, at this point, people are weighing the options of I'm jumping into traffic and how far am I getting and where am I going. And I think you do what you think is right. If you are in Miami and if you're really right there on the coastline, of course, or Key West, I don't see why I don't think that's worth the risk. Any of these models, we can throw any spaghetti model we want up and it doesn't look good. So I would say that. Why take that risk? Why take the risk then? Because with what could happen with the water, let alone the wind and where it's hitting, yeah. Nah. it doesn't, to take that direct hit and try to play chicken with it, unless you really have some incredible storm shelter, which I totally get that. Different story. All right, politics as usual, or just the nonsense we're used to of the tsunami of crud that washes out of D.C.? I always say on America Tonight, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. I spend so much time in D.C., and you know over the years we've taken the show to D.C. so many times and looked at really at everything from all angles. So political tremors is a good way to put it, and I happen to see this story in the Washington Post where they talked about the president's sudden decision to align himself with congressional Democrats, which left a lot of Republicans pretty upset and alarmed about what's going on with their relationship with the White House and what about the prospects for their own policy ambitions, because that's how Washington rolls. It's like sports. They keep score. And you need a certain amount of, shall we say, points to get what you want through. So in the span of a couple of days, the president cut a deal with the Democrats to keep the government funded and raise the nation's borrowing authority, so the debt ceiling, also pushed talks with a senior Senate Democrat on a permanent debt ceiling solution, followed the advice of a top House Democrat. Republicans didn't like it. And as they reflect on that a couple days later, some of them still don't like it. So Democrats, careful with these escalating tensions, really kind of framing Trump's overtures as an opening to, as the Washington Post said, to assert themselves more forcefully while acknowledging that the president's favor could be fleeting. I think there's intractable differences, and the idea of bipartisan is almost laughable, and it has to be such a layup issue for there to be a bipartisan agreement of any kind. Otherwise, it's the us's and the them's, it's you against me, it's the red team and the blue team, it's whatever. That's what it is. It's very odd, though, to me. I think the strangest picture coming out of D.C. this week would have to be House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on a couch in the Oval Office sitting next to Chuck Schumer and just sitting there grinning. And especially when they're talking about deferred action for childhood arrivals. Young undocumented immigrants currently protected by the Obama executive order, which is DACA for short. They're saying, don't worry about it for 6 months. And that was the White House's big announcement. Not to worry about it. So I think the Republicans are still counting their fingers and their toes. And they're trying to figure out, what just happened there? I'm not sure. What happened? And I think they're going to be saying that for a couple of weeks as they try to sort it all out. The bottom line is, it doesn't do any good not to raise it. You're going to have to raise it. So it puts the fight and the onus back into the court of the Republicans and the Democrats come December. And they might not want to deal with that in December, but it is probably the best option. It's just very awkward. Incredibly awkward. Let's put it that way. So, I don't know. What's the White House Christmas party going to look like? I'm not sure. It's supposed to be a bipartisan kind of deal. And I suppose it will be because certain people will be invited. Oh, there'll be a section for the outspoken, a section for the meeker, and a section for the people who are just more pliable, right? Of course. Because then they're not questioned that much at all. They're just pliable. They'll just do whatever they have to do. And these legal advisors are the ones who are probably making out the best because they are constantly on speed dial and have to refer to past histories, etc., and the letter of the law when advising the White House on certain matters. So the president called upon a White House legal advisor to serve on a high-profile D.C. court. Now, whenever they do that, they worry, well, they worry about how it looks, but they also worry about who the replacement player is. And that's kind of where they are there. Oh, and by the way, faux pas upon faux pas. There's a song, Rock You Like a Hurricane, that lyric. At the Braves game, they played that and people were singing that. And, of course, the hurricane, which is Irma, and we've been talking about it nonstop, bearing down on the people in Florida. Whoops, I didn't mean to play that song. I was just kidding. I didn't mean it seriously. It's kind of what they were left saying after all. Just look at my innocuous approach. Right. All right, so we bring it back around again. As much as I could do a deeper dive into politics, I won't, as we're up against it with just a few minutes left here. But I'll tell you, gas prices jumping after Hurricane Harvey, and now they're talking about they've got these hotlines set up, and if they investigate and the gas has shot up, they'll easily, especially in Florida, they're saying they'll go after them and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, and it won't be pretty if that happens. But you've got gas prices jumping all over the place, even in places not close to the affected areas or places affected by Hurricane Harvey and what we think will be Hurricane Irma's terrible destruction. So while that Irma hurricane churns really right toward Florida, really possibly devastating the families, you have people complaining about gasoline going up, even if it's a handful of pennies. That wholesale prices are pretty volatile right now. And remember, multiple oil refineries, guess what happened? Harvey introduced himself to them, and they were affected by the storm. Irma could do even more damage to a supply chain. And, of course, anybody driving for a living, you want access to gasoline. So with refineries being affected, which is already a tricky thing anyway in this country, that could really cause a big, big dilemma if that's the case. So check the prices at the pump. You should be getting for regular under $3. If it's over, send me an email, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Yeah, that's you, the tall guy in the back, and the other guy right there. I see you waving. I have this special eclipse glasses. They told me I could see all the radio listeners across the country. Jeez. Take care, everybody.
Answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.